T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Broadcasting live from the Lou Back Road Chevrolet Studios. Lou Back Road Chevrolet with 2 convenient locations, Pompano Beach and Coconut Creek. No one sells Chevys for less. No one.
Stop sacrificing taste for performance when it comes to sports nutrition. The Body Tech brand has flavors as mighty as you are, like cereal-inspired protein and more, all powered by leveled-up taste technology. And only at the Vitamin Shop. Discover a huge selection of trusted supplements, including pre-workouts, aminos, BCAAs, and protein, all backed by a quality promise and engineered to help you activate your best body, no matter what level you're at. Ready to find out what you're made of? The Body Tech brand. Know no limits.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them?
By their clothes?
Their age? Where they speak?
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
Do you have an injury that keeps you from doing what you love? The All-Pro staff at Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute is home to doctors like Thomas Sangiovanni, a foot and ankle orthopedic surgeon and medical director of the Miami Marathon and Half Marathon. But you don't need to be a professional athlete to go where the pros go. Contact Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho and get back to doing the things you love.
At BMW, we didn't make just one SAV. We made the ultimate range of SAVs. And because each of the 7 X-Range sports activity vehicles flawlessly balance dynamic power, spacious size, and sleek design, you can choose from a fleet that fits perfectly into your life. Like the versatile X1, which has adaptable suspension that makes it easy to conquer any road. Or the X3, which has an unbelievably spacious interior while also delivering agile handling and performance. Then there's the X7. The culmination of comfort and luxury in the biggest BMW ever created. We're confident that no matter who you are, no matter where you're going, no matter what's next, there's an X to take you there.
Through March 31st, come see our full range of 2020 BMW Sport Activity vehicles and test drive one today. Visit BMWSFL.com for details.
One little rhino's first breath marked the birth of new life and the birth of a new hope. Join San Diego Zoo Global Wildlife Conservancy at endextinction.org to follow little Edward's journey as he helps to bring an entire species back from the brink of extinction.
If you're in the market for a new car, there's only one place to go. Lou Backroad Mazda Coconut Creek. Their team of professionals will treat you like family and help you find the new Mazda vehicle that fits your style and budget. From the Mazda 3 and Mazda 6 to their incredible line of SUVs. Stop in for a test drive and find your new Mazda today. Conveniently located just south of the Sawgrass Expressway on 441 or online at MazdaCoconutCreek.com. Lou Backroad Mazda Coconut Creek. They'll treat you like family.
Okay, it's almost opening time. Got to email photos of this season's line.
As a business owner, you've got a million things to think about.
Can't forget about that video conference later.
Dealing with second-rate cable internet shouldn't be one of them.
But I did switch to AT&T Internet for Business, so I've got this.
AT&T Internet for Business gives you 99.9% reliability, so you can focus on running your business.
Really need to update the website and figure out whatever that was.
And even if the power suddenly goes out, or if a construction worker accidentally cuts your cable line, your internet stays connected on our wireless network with AT&T Internet Backup.
All right, it's go time.
Choose fast, highly reliable AT&T Internet for Business and get a $100 AT&T Visa reward card. Go to att.com/businessinternet or call 855-433-5700, 855-433-5700, or visit an AT&T store today.
The AT&T Visa reward card is issued by the Bancorp Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. and can be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted in the United States, U.S. Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. No cash access. The Bancorp Bank, member FDIC.
In the 70s, we danced to this. In the 80s, we rocked out to this. And today, it's this. Who knows what the future of music will bring? but the future health of your teeth will be protected with Crestpro Active Defense Toothpaste. It shields and defends against potential issues to future-proof your whole mouth, no matter what music comes next. Crest. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Custom print promotions that will help your business bloom.
If you're looking to grow your business, Staples can help by printing custom marketing materials.
Select products printed same day when you order by 2 p.m.
And now at Staples, get 25% off flyers, brochures, postcards, or direct mail services when you spend $50 or more.
Bring your designs to life this spring at Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 4/4/20, see store or staples.com/marchprintdeals for details.
This is 560 The Joe. WQAM Miami. WPOW HD2 Miami. WKIS HD2 Boca Raton.
A radio.com sports station.
Home of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida Panthers.
Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
Now, the latest headlines from the Geico Update Center.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Miami Dolphins continued their signing spree this free agent period by bringing in former Patriots center Ted Karras, son of former Detroit Lion and Webster great Alex Karras. He's going to replace Daniel Kilgore, so that'd be grandson. Yeah, that would be kind of weird if his father's actually still playing. Anyway, Philip Rivers will play in Indianapolis next season, while Tom Brady's expected to sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. In addition to this, Nick Foles has been traded from Jacksonville to Chicago. The Miami Marlins are committing $1 million to ballpark employees affected by the coronavirus pandemic. Miami Heat guard Tyler Hero recently tweeted at model Katayla Elise Henry, "What are you doing?" She replied, "Quarantine and chill." To date, no Heat players have tested positive for coronavirus. So, Tyler Hero, you might want to look out there. $8.5 billion have been lost on sports betting due to March Madness being canceled, and Vegas is expected to lose $500 million a month during the coronavirus shutdown. And finally, for the fourth time in school history, Kansas has finished number one in college basketball at number two Gonzaga, 3 Daytona, and 4 was the Florida State Seminoles. The NCAA does not plan to award a national championship trophy. Now on to weather, brought to you by HialeahPark.com. It's currently 78 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways. The drawings are all day long and it's free to enter. Visit HialeahPark.com for more details. I'm Danny G, the Sports Bomber, and you're listening to Hurricane Hotline with Joe Zigaki and Don Bailey Jr. right here on 560 The Joe.
It's Hurricane Hotline on the home of the U. AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM. Driven by Williamson Cadillac. For value, style, and performance, visit Miami's premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com now. Here's Don Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zigaki.
All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Hurricane Hotline. And delighted that you are with us here tonight on a different kind of Hurricane Hotline. Joe Zigaki, Don Bailey Jr. We are in the middle of March, and everything is upside down, so we're there with you. And we're going to be here tonight until 8 o'clock. University of Miami Athletic Director Blake James is going to be with us here in a moment. We'll go over some of the things happening with the University of Miami. We did have a week of spring football. Don was there for that. We'll talk about spring football. Baseball has been canceled. We have Aaron Fitt coming on with us from D1 Baseball. He'll talk about the ramifications of the college baseball season. And Louis Figenbaum from the University of Miami Health and Wellness is also going to be with us. We are here in the studio, and usually Don and I are side by side, almost shoulder to shoulder, but tonight he's way over on the other side of the table.
How you doing over there? On the north side and I'm on the south side. We might be calling a football game like this
if we ever get through this, but yeah. Right now it's going to be one day at a time, and we're going to march forward, and hopefully we get through this all together, listening to the things that we're supposed to do. keeping the proper distance, going through the proper hygiene. Hopefully we get through this, and then a couple of months from now, we'll be talking about a football game. But for tonight, trying to get our arms around, no pun intended here, our arms around this subject and how it is affecting University of Miami athletics and college athletics. And so that's what our attempt will be here tonight.
I'm glad to be here with you, Joseph, and there is a lot going on. And I think now this country and, of course, our Hurricane fans will be so excited to have sports back. They didn't realize how much they loved it and how much they miss it.
You are, of course, a small business owner and are being, like many, adversely affected by this. Perhaps we'll devote a couple of minutes later in the show to small businesses and what people like you are going through to discuss that. So maybe we'll have some time. But I know this is a good diversion for you right now.
I couldn't be happier.
And as we get ready to bring on University of Miami Athletic Director Blake James, what we are working on is classic University of Miami football games. So we're scrambling around here tonight. We hope to bring you a classic game on Saturday afternoon at 12 o'clock. Well, a classic game that was a most recent classic game, Notre Dame, and we're working on that. So we got hopefully we'll be able to put it all together because we're on skeleton staff here. And if we can, we'll announce that and bring that kind of joy on Saturday afternoon. All right, with us right now is University of Miami Athletic Director Blake James. Blake, good evening. How are you? And thanks for being with us.
I'm great. How are you guys doing tonight?
We are good. It's good to see Don. We're in good health. We're in good spirits. We had a good attitude. We're moving forward.
And most importantly, as I heard at the start, you guys are using proper social distancing. So that's a key, and appreciate you guys putting that effort forward to help end COVID-19 for all of us.
Well, you know, Blake, part of my job is measuring floors. So I made sure I brought my tape measure in and got the distance correct between Joe and I this evening.
That's good. I appreciate it.
You know, we probably, Blake, before we dive into all the things that you are faced with at the University of Miami and what you're doing for the athletes, we probably should also mention one of the target groups that we are trying to talk to a lot are the young people, whether they are students, student athletes, or those that are recently graduated. The young, the millennials, perhaps a little bit healthier, or so they think. But that's kind of a group that a lot of people are targeting right now to get a message to.
Yeah, no, it really is. And I think we all have to recognize the severity of the situation that we're dealing with. And while it may impact different age groups differently, I think most importantly, we have to all take this serious and help this our country fight this and be able to move on and get back to, I guess what I'll say, we view it as normal, because the new normal seems to be changing every day.
Like, how do you, what is your protocol been? I mean, this is something new for every athletic director in the country and every sports program in our nation. And normally, I guess when things occurred, you always had your own personal resources and you could go talk to this person or that person and get an idea of how to handle it or somebody that can give you a historic perspective. Every day is brand new. How are you managing that?
Well, there's a lot of conversations going on. I think one of the great things we benefit with at the University of Miami is our very experienced emergency response team. And then when you look at our leader, President Frank, you have someone who's this is his cup of tea. I mean, these are the types of things that he's used to dealing with, has experienced in the past. You know, has been part of the World Health Organization, and is someone who is perfect to be leading our university at this time. And then you couple that with a very experienced emergency response team that is used to dealing with hurricanes, not with pandemics. But again, I think just having that structure there and that team together and dealing with these types of issues has been real helpful to me. And obviously I'm very appreciative to, you know, be able to be a part of that. Ironically, I'm jumping on a call with them as soon as we finish here. We have a call tonight at 6:30 and, you know, have calls on most nights. And again, part of it is just so much of what we know continues to change. And so just as you know, look back, you know, just using athletics as an example, you know, initially it was we were going to have competitions. Then it went to we were going to have competitions without fans. And then it went we were not going to have competitions at all. And it just continues to evolve and change every day. And, you know, I talk with our coaches or our staff, and I start every conversation with, anything I say right now may have changed. This is what it was when we started this conversation, and it may change that at the end of this call. It may change within the hours. It may change within days. But I think we just all have to be understanding that the new normal can change on us daily, and that's in a lot of ways what it's been. And so it's just really been working with all our different groups and trying to put the health and well-being of our students in the best light possible. And what that means is going to be different for different individuals, and it's going to be different at different schools. And so as we talk with, you know, the schools in the ACC, some of them are taking different approaches than what we're taking as an institution. When you talk with schools across the country, you see that same thing. And so a lot of conversations with colleagues across the country and colleagues in our conference, and just really keeping the lines of communication open and getting a better understanding of what everyone's doing and why, and how does it apply to our situation.
Blake, a week ago today, we were in North Carolina, Greensboro, for the ACC basketball tournament. Baseball was getting ready to go to Virginia Tech. Football had a week off. It was spring break. Here we are a week later. As you mentioned, things are changing rapidly. Where are you, or where are all the student athletes, and what do they do now?
Well, you know, I think the first thing I'd say, Joe, is just, you know, you look at the changes. So we're on Wednesday night. Last week on Wednesday night at 5:15, I had the call that said we were going to no longer have fans at the ACC tournament. Even at that time, I don't know that I could have, if you would have said, what's something crazy is going to happen, what is it? I don't know that I would have gotten to the point where we are today. When you look at, you know, all the leagues are shut down, you know, all the different things we've postponed, put off. And so, again, it's just something that continues to change. What we're doing with our students has continued to change. A lot of them, honestly, now are you know, going home, but we do have some staying with us on campus, whether those may be international students or students that just feel the staying on campus is just a better environment for them for whatever reason. So we have a handful of student-athletes that are staying on campus, and I know a handful of students across the student body that'll stay on campus. But most of them are going home, and then it's just, you know, trying to figure out how we continue to operate most effectively as a unit. We initially had a practice of work remotely last Friday, and then we had the decision that went out that we were going to take that approach going forward. And so this week, while I've been in the office, I guess I'll say 90% of my staff has been working remotely. And I'll say, so far, so good. I think we've managed very well. And again, as I've used the term a number of times already, you know, starting to recognize this may be the new norm for a while.
Blake, when you talk about the student athletes that decided to stay on campus at the University of Miami, the hard, cold truth is some of them don't have this is their home. They don't have a home to go to. So how do you manage that with the feeding of them and the training tables and making sure that their home on campus is as normal as can be?
Well, and again, Don, I think that goes back to what I said about the experienced emergency response team we have. And so when you look at, you know, our partners on campus, you know, Pat Whiteley and the great job that she does, these are all situations that we've been through as an institution. Now, not a pandemic, but having to take care of certain groups, you know, whether that's kids who stay during hurricanes or whatever the situation is. And so kind of having that structure and experience in place has been, a real win for us as a campus. And in a lot of ways, I think, you know, credit the campus leadership overall has made this, a very smooth transition, you know, from my perspective. So, again, it's looking at each situation. Again, you look at, you know, certain students and they don't want to go home because of, you know, the situation that it may be in their country for, you know, their country or just being at home. This is just a better spot for them, and this is where they want to stay. And like I said, we have a handful of those that are staying here, and we're going to make sure they have the best experience possible.
Blake, had to be difficult the other day. I know originally it seemed like baseball and the spring sports were, suspended indefinitely. But the other day, obviously ACC, NCAA ended sports for this remainder of the school year. How difficult was that for your coaches, your players, and then we'll get into some of the eligibility issues in a moment.
You know, Joe, I think when the initial shock went that we were suspending everything, you know, I think there's a lot of disappointment, and understandably so. And there's probably still disappointment today, so I don't want to say that it goes away. But I think as we went through it and you saw the dominoes falling across the country and different things that were happening from, like, in the professional league shutting down to just the things going on within the state, that when that decision was made on Tuesday morning, I don't think there was a real surprise from any of our, at least in our coaches, and I hope that not any of our students, because I think with the suspension, I think, again, it was a disappointment, and you're thinking, okay, can we do something? But again, just as those days went from, I think, what was that? That was, I want to say, Thursday. The days are all running together. So yeah. from last Thursday or Friday, whichever day it was, to Tuesday, again, I think a lot of people realized where this was going, and I don't think there was a lot of surprise when we made that announcement.
Blake, when you talk about the seniors, has it been finally decided on how you're going to handle the seniors that have basically lost their senior year?
It hasn't yet. That's something that we're working on nationally. I think, you know, it was the NCAA came out and put a mandatory dead period in place for all recruiting, which I thought was very needed. And then they added the other piece, and, you know, of adding the extra year eligibility, and it didn't have a lot of definition to it. And so that's what's really being worked through right now is how is that going to work and not impact the young people that are coming in, and, you know, and how do you fit this in and make it the best experience for all possible. And I don't know where that ultimately will end up. I think the other side, you know, to look at is obviously this has been a big disappointment for a lot of people. I know there's seniors in high school right now that are disappointed their senior year is not going to end, and they're going to go on with, you know, missing so many things that are part of their senior in high school. I know there's other kids on campus that, you know, we're looking forward to, you know, certain things. And so where this ends, I'm not sure. I think personally for me, I'd like to see it where we give our seniors another year of eligibility, and we didn't count them against roster numbers. We didn't count them against financial aid. I think it may end up there, but it's still, I guess I'll say, too early, even though I think this will move very fast, too early to tell exactly where we'll end up on this one.
Yeah, baseball, would that, I guess, I don't know, baseball because of the scholarships, is that one of the more complicated sports? You have juniors that want to, that could be leaving to go to the draft, right? Or seniors that maybe want to stay because, as Don mentioned, didn't get their senior year. I don't know. It seems like it's going to be a big jigsaw puzzle.
And that's where it gets challenging, because if you do it where you say, okay, everyone gets another year, then it's one scenario that plays out. If you do it where you say, hey, seniors get another year, so you look at our baseball team, I think you have three, and you can help me with this, Joe. I think probably Van Bell, Kaiser, and what's the third one I'm thinking of? Is Curtis a senior?
I think they're, you know what, I think they're just.
Don't look at Don Bailey.
I'm trying to.
I can't help either of you.
Kaiser might be like a redshirt. I think they're
what I would say is, you know, if you look at the numbers, again, if it's two or three, and maybe there's four, and I'm missing one, if I did, I apologize. If I got a name wrong, I apologize on that as well. But I guess my point being, I think that one's a little bit easier to manage than if you do it across the board, because then you have, you know, freshmen coming in next year, and what does that roster, you know, not only what does that roster number look like next year, but what does it look like for 4 or 5 years down the road, and then how does that financial aid number work? And so, again, those are all things that I think have to be worked out, and honestly, I don't know where it's going to end up. I know there's a lot of different thoughts out there on it, you know, both from a conference level and nationally as to what the right formula is, and so I know there'll be, you know, a number of conversations on that. But I think most importantly, we got to get to a definition of what it's going to be, so these young people know and can make the necessary decisions they need to make about their future. Because I do think there's some that are probably ready to move on to a job or have a job lined up, and there's some that would say, "Hey, if I get another year, I'm going to come back and play." And, you know, it's a sport like baseball. A guy might look at it and say, "Well, let's see how I get drafted this year. And if I don't get the right draft spot, maybe I want to come back for another." So, again, I think there's a lot to be ironed out, and hopefully we'll will end up in the best spot possible. I know they'll be doing something. I just don't know where it's going to end up.
In recruiting, for all sports, no travel for recruiting, obviously. I guess, is that FaceTime or texting, is it all dead period now?
So during a dead period, you can have phone calls and you can do text messages and you can do mailing. So our coaches can still be in contacts with recruits in a dead period. They just can't be on the road and they can't have kids visiting campus, whether that's on unofficial or official visits. And so that's really the easy breakdown of a dead period is no recruiting off campus and and you can't have any type of visitors on campus, whether those are unofficial or official visitors.
And, Blake, when you're looking at the lost days, I guess it was 10 or 11 lost days of spring football, has there been discussion on is that going to pick up maybe in an early-type summer session? Or are they going to add that into the fall? Or because I know some teams had more than others, or is it is what it is, and when we report for camp August 1st, everything starts August 1st again?
I guess I'll say any of the above. Again, I think that's what Don. Those are all ideas that I've heard shared. You know, Manny and I have spoken about it. I actually ironically just sent a letter, an email to President Frank tonight on the topic as well. It's something that I think after we figure out our previous topic, how we handle eligibility, the additional year of eligibility that the NCAA put out. I think next is how do we handle spring ball and recognizing some schools may have gotten close to 15 days and some schools may have gotten none. And, there you have a bunch of schools somewhere in between. We were at four and, that means we had 11 more practice sessions we missed out on taking advantage of. And so how does that incorporate into how we move forward? And I guess I'll say that's probably next on the list after we figure out the eligibility issue.
Yeah, we have really, we have no idea where this thing is going, how long it's going to take to clear up. So I know that you, the University of Miami, the conference, the ACC, the NCAA, you'll have a lot of work to figure out the right solutions for the fall. Hopefully we get to the fall healthy, but we have no idea where this thing is going. So it's going to make it very complicated as the months unfold.
No, and that's the hard part, Joe. It'd be great if we can look at it and say, okay, it's going to be a window of X, and we could then plan. I think that's the unknown, as we talked about at the start of the conversation here. Part of it's going to be everyone doing their part, and we're encouraging all of our fans to take this serious, to be smart, to stay healthy, to listen to the recommendations of the government officials, because they're in touch with the people who have a real understanding of what this all means and what we need to do to end this as soon as possible within our country, and hopefully doing it causing as little damage through as possible. And so, again, just would encourage everyone who's listening to really heed the advice of the experts and be in line with what's asked of all of us.
Blake, and some of our final thoughts here. When you're talking to your staff, because I mean you're responsible for all of the coaches, and are they able to come into the office and game plan? Is the place basically been evacuated as far as the Heck Center goes?
Well, the way we're taking the approach as an institution is if operationally they can do their job from home, we want them to be at home. If operationally they need to be in the office, then we want them to be in the office. And so to answer your question, Don, it could be that they're home the majority of time and maybe have to come in occasionally. And it could be that they're in quite a bit of time. And at the same time, it could be that they're home quite a bit of time. And so it's going to vary from individual to individual and area to area. But the basic premise is if you can operationally do your job from home, let's have you at home. If operations need to be in the office, then let's have it in the office. We're going to continue to operate as an organization. We're going to continue to operate as an athletic program. And, I'll say I think our staff and our coaches have done a great job.
I think we might have lost them.
I think we did.
I think we did.
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yep. Yeah, now we can.
We lost you a little bit there, Blake.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know where you lost me, but
we'll ask a new question. We'll get started. No question.
Well, no, we know we got to go. I'm just going to leave you with this. You can reflect back on this, and maybe for a moment, we can all have a little joy. But we are efforting here at the station. And, of course, we're on a bit of a skeleton staff as well. And so we're going to try to make this happen on Saturday, a replay of Miami and Notre Dame, which was a great night for the University of Miami.
That was one of the truly special nights in Hurricane football. I've been blessed to be at a number of great games from back in the 90s at the Orange Bowl to the games at Hard Rock Stadium. And that one would definitely go down as, I'll say, my favorite at Hard Rock and right up there with my favorites all time. So it'll be an exciting game to listen to.
All right. Well, thank you for taking the time to join us and give us some insight on what's going on with the athletes of the University of Miami. I know a week ago they were all over the scattered across the country, and that had to be a hell of a job trying to bring them all together and figure that out. So thanks for taking the time to join us, and stay safe. We hope to talk to you here in the near future, and hopefully we'll have better news in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, you guys stay safe as well. Stay healthy, and I look forward to seeing you both soon.
Okay, Blake, thank you.
Have a good evening.
All right, have a good night.
All right, University of Miami Athletic Director Blake James joining us, and as I mentioned, a week ago, we were in North Carolina. He and I were at the basketball game on Tuesday night. We were watching Carolina and Virginia Tech play. At that time, it looked like, well, are they going to play this tournament? Miami played the next day, so we played in front of fans, and then it was, there are going to be no fans, and then it's going to be, there's no games, and there's no season. And so this, but from his perspective, remember, they had athletes at track in one part of the country.
Correct.
They had baseball in one part of the country.
Basketball.
Mm-hmm. You got to reel them all back in.
Yeah. Got to get them home. Got to get them now. And, you know, you're talking about these athletic departments also with no revenue. There's no revenue coming in, Joseph. When
right.
they're, you know, I mean, I don't know how they're going to handle the TV contracts and all the things that have been negotiated. So that's a whole nother story in its own right. But if you're not playing and it's not on television, you know, that's why I think – you know, at one point I thought, well, maybe spectator-free would be the way to go. And then, of course, the decision was made that that's not what they're going to do as well. But, you know, now it's disintegrated.
Yep. All right, when we come back, or still to come in this portion of the show, Louis Figenbaum is going to join us, Senior Associate Athletic Director, Performance, Health, and Wellness. He'll talk a little bit more about how the University of Miami is taking care of some of their athletes and also what you can do. Out there, perhaps the weekend warrior or whatever the case might be. We'll talk with Louis Figenbaum about that. Don and I will talk about football, even though, well, we got to talk about football.
Of course we do.
You know,
do.
The NFL is talking about football. You were at spring practice for a week.
Well, went to everyone.
We're going to take the approach that we're going to get through this, and we'll come out the other end, and we'll have football. That's the approach. We're going to be positive.
And, Joe, will the fact is, we are going to come through this, right? I mean, that's what this deal is.
Yeah,
I mean,
we're early on in the fight.
Early on in the fight, and you just keep fighting.
All right, so we'll take a break. We'll continue right here on WQAM 560 The Joe. All right, let me talk to you for a moment about Williamson Cadillac. Now, these are tough times, obviously. Perhaps these are the times that you're going to say, you know, not interested, we're not in a car buying mood. They understand that. They certainly get that. Williamson Cadillac, Ed Williamson, has been here for 52 years, been here through all the crisis. His dealership's come out, been supportive, come out the other side.